Always love to talk hockey here. And Tyler Griswold joins us, long time in the Jackson area hockey program. And Tyler, now you're back coaching?
Yeah. First off, thanks, Greg, for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I coached all the way through midgets in high school one time, took a couple year hiatus, and took over the 6U program this spring, and then for the full fall season for the first time this year. So we started out with 13 rostered kids. You know, my goal has been to grow the program, you know, back to what it was when I started playing when I was a kid, where we had 4, 6, 8 teams at each age group. You know, for a multitude of reasons, numbers have declined over the years. But, you know, we had a great Try Hockey for Free event last Saturday. Had 53 kids show up to that. A lot of renewed interest in the sport for that. And then we offered anybody that came to that to continue skating our practices in November. And we had, I think, about 20 kids that took us up on that this past Wednesday. And just wanted to put a reminder out there that we have practice again tomorrow morning at 9:15 and next Wednesday at 6 o'clock as well. You didn't have to do the Try Hockey for Free event, but anybody that did, please come to that. If you have interest in joining 6U, we can add roster kids all year round. It's a little bit different than some of the older age groups, but I, you know, we've got some great things brewing, and I'm looking to grow the program. You know, I was hoping to get to 20 kids this year, and realistically, I think we're going to be rostered at number of 30 in about the next week or so. So we're more than doubling, almost tripling what we started our current roster with this year.
Which is not bad. You can put easily two teams together there.
Yeah. Yep.
And a few more kids, you got three.
Yeah. And it's a little bit different model. You know, when Tony and I played together years ago, USA Hockey operates under the ADM model, so break up the ice into six different zones, and it's like a 90-10 focus on agility, balance, coordination, and speed, so the basics of hockey and skating versus the games like we played growing up. You know, played like one practice, and then you'd have a game, one practice, then a game. So yeah.
When you played, parents were hanging over the glass.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
When?
Absolutely.
Shoot it!
Yep. You know, times have definitely changed.
Your dad wasn't like that, though.
No.
He sat back and...
Yeah, yeah. He was pretty cool. He was a stat guy, so he was pretty calm, cool, and collected, and yeah, just taking the stats for Andy Sinkovitz as, you know, he was a stat guy for years. But yeah, you know, times have changed. You know, in the research and studies have shown from Europe to USA Hockey, Minnesota's been doing the ADM model for years. And it's really helped, you know, develop kids just overall athletic ability, you know, not necessarily hockey focus. We encourage kids to try multiple sports, you know, you gain more functionality doing that. But I said big focus, trying to get to 50 or 60 kids to start the year next fall. And we can really change the entire trajectory of the program if we can accomplish that.
Kids kind of, I don't know. Kind of grow up fast when they play hockey when they're 4, 5, and 6 years old. You can see a change in kids there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so our youngest skater on our team right now is 4. Actually, my son and then one of our other assistant coaches has twin 4-year-olds that are joining this week as well. But it's amazing, you know, and I've been telling a lot of people that came out to the Try Hockey for Free event, I said, put them in it. I said, if they love it, if they show an interest, put them in it. You know, they'll naturally, as they see their peers, you know, skating and, you know, going after the puck and scoring goals or whatever, they'll naturally pick it up so quick at this age, you know, because they learn so fast when they're this young that, you know, even from a week ago Saturday, some of the
kids, amazing the passion they acquire.
Yeah, absolutely.
These younger kids.
Yeah, you know, and that's part of it too, you know, just getting them hooked in an awesome sport. After the Track Free event, and then the kids that came to our practice Wednesday, I had, you know, them and their parents were like, I want to sign up, I'm ready to go. So it's just awesome seeing a renewed energy about hockey, you know, especially if it's been a tough last 2 years. So, you know, I think there's even more energy to get involved, get their kids involved in something, you know, good for them. So we're hoping to ride that wave and continue adding people.
And if you don't get them when they're young, they're gone. They're doing other things.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other piece too is, you know, when the hockey numbers locally haven't been as high, you know, we tend to lose kids to different associations and stuff. So, you know, if we can build up the numbers here, we'll have a lot better shot of retaining the talent here locally and building up the program for many years to come.
The other issue, and you can address this, is cost. I know, you know, there's people out there that is simply too expensive for some people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so people that are joining midseason, we do a discounted rate on that. And then, you know, Jaha and Optimist are great. We'll try and do whatever we can to to help out. You know, we have some great sponsorships throughout the program. We're willing to do, you know, fundraisers and stuff. So we'll work with anybody. You know, we can work through any situation with that because it is a costly sport. I won't deny that. But, you know, we try and do different fundraisers and golf outings and various things to try and lower that cost, the burden on the families and stuff. So, if you are interested, like I said, just feel free to talk to myself or one of the board members. We'd be happy to work with anybody.
What about parents, Tyler, that they might want to try it out or they're kind of on the fence?
Yeah,
absolutely. What do you say to them?
So, I mean, I encourage everybody, if the parents are on the fence or the kids are on the fence, they can come out to pretty much any practice, as long as it's not a USA hockey game where we have to have registered players there. For our practices at 6U, we can have anybody come try it out, so all throughout the year. So they don't have to, you know, spend a bunch of money up front and then, you know, their kid doesn't like it. So they can come for a handful of practices, make sure that they're fully invested in it and their kid wants to do it before they make that commitment to that. And then we can work with, you know, Jahan, any payments or anything like that, if, you know, because it is a little bit more costly.
Do they have to be able to skate, or do you still have the Learn to Skate program out there?
Yep. So Optimus does still have the Learn to Skate and Learn to Play programs. And actually, I think we'll be picking up a few kids from that. So the ideal kid to join 6U is at least, you know, they're able to skate a little bit on their own, able to get up. You know, we do have a phenomenal group of coaches right now, and more coaches than we've ever had at this age group. I've got 11 assistant coaches.
And what?
We need it at this age group. So we run six different stations, and I need one or two at each station.
Well, it's a little babysitting there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great to see at practice Wednesday in the tri hockey event last weekend, but it was a little chaotic, but it was absolutely awesome to see how many, you know, that many kids out there, and just so many people willing to help out all around, from Optimus, from Jaha board members, parents, older kids. So like I said, I see a renewed energy about it around the rink and in the association. So
yeah, it's key to have people like you that want to get this thing back going, that have, you know, the desire to...
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's the main reason that I, when approached about it, that I said, absolutely, I'll run with it, because I want to grow it. You know, Kyle Field, the 8U coach, done a great job the last couple years through some really hard times, you know, with the COVID shutdowns and stuff. Travis Zebel did a great job a couple years before that. But like I said, after coming out of this two-year period of uncertainty, I think a lot of people are looking to get their kids involved in stuff that's healthy and good for them. So, you know, that may be part of it. You know, we had phenomenal response and people, you know, sharing and promoting our tri-hockey event already. You know, that's why I'm here today, just to, you know, continue growing that, let people know that you can try it out at any given time. No obligation up front. And then we can talk from there and evaluate and make sure it's a good fit for the player and the family.
Yeah, if you had, half dozen teams, you could have a pretty good league.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Even four, you could, but
yeah,
six would be perfect.
Six to eight would be amazing, yeah. You know, and those are the numbers that I was used to, you know, growing up as a kid. We didn't have to travel anywhere, you know, and even our house program, the Giants program, now they have to travel to, you know, Lansing, Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, you know, and that used to just be the travel teams going there because we had enough kids we could play our own inter squad.
Yeah, that's
games
tough.
Here.
Mm-hmm. That is tough.
And that adds the whole cost factor. So if we can build it up, you know, we'll have multiple house teams, and then, you know, some of the more advanced kids we can put a travel team together at each age group again, too, for the ones that want to pursue that.
I love those Sunday mornings driving to Plymouth at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
To watch a 40-minute hockey game.
Yeah, it's, you know, you remember the days of, you know, even in Jackson, we had ice time starting at 5:36 in the morning when we just had the one rink when I was a kid.
I remember getting up at 4.
Yeah.
And if your kid's the goalie, you got to be there.
Yeah, there's no
no sleeping in,
no missing when you're the goalie. Yeah. Absolutely, but yeah, I mean, like I said, if we can get to that 50-60 number and keep growing and growing the interest in it, we can help on that cost factor, just keeping people local. You know, you don't have to spend, gas is outrageous right now. You know, you don't have to drive an hour each way to go play a game, you know. So a lot of other outside factors that this will affect if we can grow this program up.
Well, it sounds like you really have your act together. Can anybody call you, Tyler, and if they have questions?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can be reached at my cell phone, 517-614-5447, or email as well, and it's tgriswold@sentinel.com, and that's S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L. Yeah, I field all the questions. My wife's our team manager. We've got a phenomenal group of assistant coaches as well.
I guess so, if you have 11.
Yeah, yeah, and all of them, you know, are hockey players in their own right. So
sure.
All good skaters, you know, and phenomenal at you know, working on the basics and developing these kids. So
parents doing well?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a great group of parents as well.
Your parents.
Oh yeah, my parents are doing awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing great. You know, still running the flooring store and you know, loving. They've got three grandkids now, and my siblings are finishing up school and be coming back to the area next year too. So.
I probably haven't seen you in 30 years.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if it's been that long.
You're 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, I'm 33 now. So,
okay.
But
maybe
yeah.
Not quite that long.
Yep. But yeah, it has been quite a while. But you know, it's great to get back involved in the association and kind of help try and build it from the ground up. So,
well, keep in touch. Anything we can do for you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Greg.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Tyler Griswold, that's 6 and under. At the arena. When is the practice again, Ty?
Tomorrow morning, 9:15, and Wednesday next week at 6 o'clock.
And your phone number again?
517-614-5447.